next speaker is Czechia.
Good afternoon, colleagues. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, to begin with, Czechia fully aligns itself with the statement of the European Union and its 27 member states delivered by Spain. In addition, Czechia would like to make following remarks and observations. First, the theme of integrated water resource management is critically important, and we appreciate that it is discussed during this conference. We believe that the outcomes of the conference will encourage FAO to further accelerate its work with all partners in this vital topic. Second, we fully support constructive outputs of the UN Water Conference. Keep calm and carry on. It's not a viable option to resolve the global water crisis unfolding before our eyes. Transformational change is needed. Water must be understood, managed, valued, and protected for the benefit of all. Achieving these goals is the responsibility of all water users, stakeholders, and governments. The key message from the UN Water Conference is that water is global common good. Access to safer water, sanitation, and hygiene is the most basic human need and right, and must become a true catalyst for health and well-being, securing nutrition and energy for all. UN Water Conference confirmed fundamental role water plays in all aspects of our life. Water is directly linked to the three pillars of sustainable development, social, economic, and environmental. All the three pillars should be given equal attention. We welcome also that sustainable water management will be overseen by the new UN Special Envoy for Water. Third remark, as stated in the FAO document, integrated water management is a cross-cutting theme and supports the achievement of many SDGs through close linkages with agriculture and food security, climate change, biodiversity, gender equality and health, and others. Droughts and water shortages are on one hand, and floods on the other hand, affects livelihoods of billions and food security globally every day. Fourth remark, as far as Czechia is concerned, we are also actually in the same situation, floods and droughts. So that's why we are developing our water resources management, and we also work on measures to mitigate negative impacts on both. Fifth remark, the water management is extremely fragile in countries where crisis, conflicts, and war occur. Therefore, Czechia is deeply concerned about the unprecedented Russian attack against Ukraine's critical civilian water infrastructure with the destruction of Novakakovka Dam and hydroelectric power plant. Russia continues to push the boundaries of its aggression and endangers the lives of tens of thousands of civilians and environment by a flood wave. This brutality and atrocity must be condemned in the strongest possible terms. We recall that attacks on critical civilian infrastructure can be considered war crimes, and their perpetrators must be held accountable in accordance with international law. The attack on the Novakakovka Dam means another humanitarian, ecological, and technological catastrophe brought to Ukraine by Russia's war of aggression. Irrigation systems are destroyed and Ukraine agricultural land is being degraded. Czechia supports humanitarian activities to cope with Russia's made disaster and express full solidarity with Ukraine and the Ukraine people. The Kakhovka water reservoir is an important source of water for the cooling technology of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, which brings another threat to the Ukraine nuclear safety and security systems. Sixth remark, Mr. Chair, Russia's unprovoked, unjustified, and illegal war aggression against Ukraine with an active involvement of Belarus grossly violates international law and the UN Charter and seriously undermines stability and international security including global food security. Russian army targets farmers, fields, machinery, food production and storage capacities, as well as transport and export infrastructure. Russia's war of aggression is also in violation of the object and purpose of the FAO as described in the preamble of this FAO constitution. Unprecedented worldwide surge in food, fertilizer, and energy prices, combined with the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic and boosted by Russia's war of aggression, still has a far-reaching consequences for the world food security, nutrition, and food systems, as is illustrated in the latest FAO's assessment reports. It is therefore vital that the FAO continues its support to address the consequences of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine on global food security, nutrition, and agriculture. Also, we stress the importance of Black Sea Grain Initiative for the global food security, in particular in the most vulnerable regions and countries. And it's therefore essential that this initiative remains in place for as long as necessary. Finally, Mr. Chair, a remark on sanctions against Russia, which was discussed actually yesterday. They have only one purpose, to target the ability of Russia to finance the war aggression against Ukraine. They are primarily directed at the Russian government, army, financial sector, and economic elites. They do not target the Russian agriculture sector. Any negative impact on agriculture production in Ukraine and global food security is a result of the destabilizing effects of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.